Age of Radio.
Everybody, this is episode 259 of the Dark Windows podcast. My name is Kevin.
And I'm Kevin
as well.
Yes, I am the other Kevin.
Actually, before we go too far, we got a review, bud.
Okay.
I usually don't take them personally. This one pissed me off, though. So I'm going to read it.
Wow.
Yeah. One star, the worst podcast I've ever heard. It's impressive. We're getting good.
Wow. We would have told you that.
The hosts are excruciatingly annoying. Somebody got a thesaurus for Christmas. It's so incredibly painful to listen to them blather on and spout from their ignorant mouths the most incredible level of ill-informed nonsense. I'm referencing the Blair Maine, the Patty Maine episode. He also spelled it Blair Maybe, so fuck this guy already. Spell check, dumbass. There you go. It was full of inconsistencies and outright lies, which is weird because I used multiple highly regarded sources for it. Casual racism from one of the hosts. That's probably me for picking on Italians and Germans. I can only think this guy's probably a Nazi sympathizer is why he's upset about the comments that I was making. And egregious and sickeningly childish stereotyping. Again, picking on Italians and Germans during World War II. Fuck them. Maybe don't listen to the Jack Churchill episode where I also picked on the Japanese. Easily the worst podcast I've ever heard. I'm sorry, ever had the misfortune to hear. Woeful. Painful. And that comes from Mick England Cricket via Apple Podcasts, Great Britain.
First off, there was the hint right there. Fucking British.
You have cricket in your thing, so I automatically have absolutely no regard for your opinion.
Well, so we know two people that we're going to send after.
Well, I would like to hear his episode that he does on his show about Patty Maine and where I was ill-informed. Maybe the casual racism or stereotyping is when I was saying that he was drunk when he did a bunch of this shit because he was drunk when he did a bunch of that shit. Like the fucking, all the shit in South Africa with the rugby team where he was admittedly shit-faced when he brought a goddamn gazelle back into his hotel room and then fucking gave it to the South Africans as a gift, or when he was drunk and was hanging out with all the fucking prisoners and shit. Like,
come on. He jumped with a chicken and got,
no, he did not.
Wait,
that was not Patty Maine.
Am I mixing them up?
You are.
I am. Sorry.
You are.
See, I even fuck up.
Patty Maine was the desert rat.
Oh,
one that was like,
yeah.
Ripping shit out of German planes and, sneaking their way into German bases and machine gunning a bunch of assholes. That was Patty Maine. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's a prime example of people thinking that it's so fucking easy to do a podcast.
Oh, no. That's not even that.
And thinks that, that anything that you get for knowledge is actually a bunch of lies and bullshit when actually it's the truth or it's what truth that we're dealing with, which is sifting through stuff online.
This strikes me as someone who doesn't like the fact that an American covered a Brit.
Who gives a fuck?
I mean, he wasn't even Brit. He was fucking Scottish. He was Irish. So, but that's what I would think is, well, that's not how he carried himself. Yeah, it kind of fucking was, because I got a lot of the information that I got from firsthand accounts of people that served with him, where they're like, yeah, he came into the officers club one night, shit-faced, beat me up and shaved half my beard off.
We'll just have Ben and Danny.
I've already sent it to Ben because I was like, you're gonna like this.
Yeah, he's like, gonna be like,
get your fucking countrymen under control.
Yeah,
and tell them to relax. It's a fucking. If you look at it in the description, one of the words that describes our podcast is comedy. So if we don't like the fact that I'm using, quote, casual racism, I mean, if you would prefer, I could get into like expert level racism instead.
Yeah.
If that would be better for you, Mr. Whatever the fuck your name was.
Whatever.
Because, I don't want to let it fly, but if you want high-level fucking professional racism, I could probably manage it.
I mean, I don't know. It's silly, but
it's whatever. just somebody bitching about getting something for free.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
It's just a bunch of.
And there was no constructive criticism in it, which is why it pissed me off. If they're like, hey, this is, you know, this show is whatever, but they also need to work in their sound levels or this or that or the other. Cool. Great. That's constructive criticism. I'll take that under advisement. Mm-hmm. You're just bitching about something because you didn't like it.
Saying, you know, it's false information.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Eat dicks. It's false information.
Come on. But anyway, you know, were they there doing the research with you?
No, he sure wasn't. I mean, I watched a bunch of documentaries.
Or did you send out your documentation, it out there, and then they actually went to the sources?
No, I probably should have like sent it out in an email and just like CC'd England.
Yeah.
To make sure that everybody got to see it. And, you know,
just want to say UK, you know, I mean.
No, he was English, so.
Well, yeah.
You think the Irish would give a shit about that?
Oh, fuck no.
Probably not. I mean, the North Irish would be like, no, he's a hero. And the South Irish are like, no, fuck him. He fought for the English. So, yeah. Anyway, so now we got that out of the way.
Yeah, so, you know, that bunch of
done with that bullshit. What are we talking about for bullshit now?
So, now this is my second episode of the Fabulous Month of October. And so far, we've talked about an asshole killed a little girl on Halloween. And then
fucking thanks, by the way.
You're welcome. And then a possible jump scare acrobat professional that is possibly immoral. You know.
It's true.
It's true. And since it's been a while since we actually covered the Salem witch trials and then actually went to Salem, I figured, hey, why not?
3 years, as a matter of fact.
I know. I saw that pop up and I was like,
3 years.
Holy fuck, it's been 3 years. I can't believe that.
You know what you won't have to wait 3 years for?
What?
The episode that I got lined up on Patreon, if you go over to patreon.com/darkwindowspodcast.
I didn't even serve that up on a tee.
Let's put it this way. This one is going to be the same length as a regular episode. Oh, wow. So don't buy your coffee once this week. Give us $5 and listen to some of the shit we did. We also did a follow-up on the asshole child killer.
Which wasn't long, but, you know, anyway.
No, but still, we had to talk about it again, so.
So, since it's been 3 long years since we talked about any witch trial stuff, for this week's episode, we're going to discuss a little bit of, I'm going to say UK witch trial.
When did they take place?
This is like 1500s.
So it's English, then. It's not even UK.
No, it is UK. Because it's Scottish and English.
So it's English and Scottish then? Because there was no UK, because they still didn't really like each other. I don't think they do still.
Well, they had to, because they had the same fucking king.
Doesn't mean shit. I mean, we all got the same president. I don't like a lot of people here, so.
Yeah, but they became, like, one country. So, yeah. You know. Anyway, let's start this off by talking about this whole witch trial situation and how it started. We're going to start in Scotland. Okay. Wow.
Better of the two. I like it.
Well, actually, technically, it all kind of starts in Scotland anyway, even for England.
Mm.
Okay. It all started with a man by the name of James the Sixth, who would later become James the First. Okay.
That math is weird.
He was James. Well,
the
James,
Sixth of Scotland, James the First of England.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. James.
Now, is this the. The King James, as in, like, his own version of the Bible? Okay.
Yes. And also something else you'll be familiar with.
The KJV.
James the Sixth was traveling to Denmark to collect his new bride, Anna of Denmark, in 1589.
Probably also his cousin.
No, I don't think so.
So this is before the royal family got inbred?
They were actually German. Not Danish.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the Habsburgs. That's right.
Yeah. So during the crossing, there was a storm that happened, and it was so severe that it actually forced the whole ship to turn back. You know, everybody that was part of the whole like fleet, I should say.
No child bride for you, scumbag.
Yeah. James became convinced that this whole situation, whole storm, had to do with these witches that were from North Berwick. And it was in his intent to ruin his
yep.
wedding and everything else. I've heard and of actually these ones. To kill him. And there was talk at the time that one of them had sailed into the Firth of Forth on the Sieve to summon.
One more time? Firth of Forth?
Yes. It's the end of the area. Okay.
It's English nonsense is what yes. it is.
On a Sieve. On a boat. To summon the storm. Thus duly proving their guilt not only as a witch, but also as a would-be agent of regicide. Killing the king.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Okay. Killing someone from the monarchy.
Yeah.
James had become the king of Scotland after his mother, Queen Mary, Queen of Scots. Yep. Everybody might know him or her.
She, her.
Yes. They, them.
No, I don't think she was a they, them.
No, she was definitely a she. Yeah.
She became an is, was pretty fucking quick, though.
It took a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe we covered her in our executions episode.
Well, she was actually forced to abdicate her throne. She had to do so after having a lost rebellion. And she had actually been imprisoned in Leven Castle, where she actually would give birth to stillborn twins.
Okay? That sucks.
Now, another part of this may have been, the abdication may have been because she actually fell in love with the wrong guy. A guy by the name of James Hepburn.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Earl of Bothwell.
Ah.
He was thought to be below her station.
Of course, because he's a lowly earl.
Yeah, that was frowned upon, and also rumored that it was that the babies that she had had were actually his.
I still think my favorite earl is Duke of Sandwich. Earl?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
the Earl of Sandwich.
Oh. The Duke of Earl?
Nope, that's a song.
Oh.
No.
So she falls in love with this guy, okay, and thinks that he's going to stand by me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be there.
Nah.
Nah. He's like, fuck you, bitch. I'm out.
He didn't quit it. I'm going out for a pack of cigarettes, baby.
Oh, he did. Never came back. He fled to the east. So she would actually leave the throne to James, but James could not rule because, well, at the time that she abdicated, he was just a little wee little boy, a little toddler.
They have to have a regent.
So the country would actually be run by much older and wiser men than him until he became of age.
Yep.
James would assume the throne in 1576, and then in 1603, he would actually get called to the big league.
Yep.
And he would become the king of the UK after Queen Elizabeth died, Elizabeth I. Oh, who was actually the one that was more well-known than most well-known.
Mother of the one that just recently died. That's how old that woman was. 400 fucking years old.
Not really. Okay.
Reptilian vampire bullshit.
Now, he would later on, like, after this whole, like, incident with the ship and everything with the witches, he actually would write a little book called the Demonology. I think I pronounced that correct. Demonology. Sorry. Demonology?
How'd you say it the first time?
Demonology. But I think it's demonology.
That's it's definitely demonology.
I think it might be demonology.
Is it got the AE thing in it? Yeah. Yeah, it's demonology still.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how. I'm not a math wizard or science wizard.
Well, that's got nothing to do with language.
It does. Or a language wizard. But I will say, I think it's supposed to have been pronounced. Yes, you got that too. I think it's supposed to be demonology.
Well, there's a lot of shit in the English language that's not pronounced the way it is in England. The way it's supposed to be in England, I should say.
You know who will tell us? Ben or Danny.
So, how did they describe it? It's a German that's speaking German and French yelling at somebody in Latin is how the English language is or some shit like that. I don't remember the exact wording of it, but when they said it, I'm like, that makes sense, because it's just a hodgepodge of bullshit.
Well, because it's really, it's, yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
because, like, they got some of it from Rome, but then they also got it from the Saxons, who were, like,
Germanish.
From Saxony.
Yeah.
Of Germany.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't Germany. It was Germania at the time. But
we've already talked about that anyway. As well.
Yeah.
In our Arminius episode.
Yes.
Where they butt-fucked Romans in the trees.
But listen, we don't do our research right.
No, so. Definitely not. I'm sorry. Wasn't our Arminius episode. It was our Battle of Teutoburg Forest episode, which
yes.
starred Arminius.
Yes.
So, fuck you, reviewer.
Yes. You are very much correct.
Goddamn right I am.
So, he would write this book, and it actually would explore the areas of witchcraft and demonic magic shortly after he would... The book, well, that's what it encompassed, was mm-hmm. all of that.
Makes sense.
He wrote it just after assuming the throne. The witchcraft... Now, let's jump to actual one of the witchcraft trials. This was... That happened because of James's... I don't know. Misfortune on the high sea.
This
when
far
he crossed
in,
the fucking, like, I don't know really if it's technically the channel still.
Is it the North Sea?
I don't really know.
Oh.
I'm not really
North
like,
Atlantic,
I don't know
I don't
where
know.
The channel ends, and I'm not, you know, it's not one of those
so
ones
I think
I'm
the channel
with.
Is just the section between England and France, and then it goes and becomes like, is it the North Sea, or is it just the North Atlantic? I don't know.
It might be the North Sea.
But I mean, at this point in time, we know him well enough. We can just, he's yeah. Jim. King Jim.
Oh, King Jim. Yep. Okay. We'll just call him Jim.
King Jim.
Slim Jim. No.
Probably not. He was the king, so he was eating better than most people. So
very true. So this trial, you know, it happens in North Berwick. So it would be actually called the Witchcraft Trials in North Berwick. It's actually well known to be the biggest of all UK.
Yeah, the Berwick witch trials were fucking huge.
Yeah. Now, around 70 individuals, mostly women, were duly rounded up, tortured, and put on trial. Some in North Berwick and some in Edinburgh. Ben, hopefully I pronounced that correctly. You'll tell me.
I mean, Edinburgh is a pretty acceptable pronunciation for an American, I would think.
Sure.
We didn't call it fucking Edinburgh, sir, or Edinburgh.
I could have.
I'm glad you didn't, because I would have been upset by that. Like, Jesus Christ, dude.
In all of Scotland, roughly 4,000 people were accused of being witches. Salem does not hold a candle to Scotland.
No.
I'm going to put that out there. According to what I read, there is a claim that many women would die from their wounds from being tortured, which it seems like a no-brainer.
I mean, Jesus, I think at that point in time, like during the Salem witch trials, you'd probably be pushing it if there was 4,000 people in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Like, total.
You might be right.
You know?
Well, are you talking about the main body of Massachusetts? Or are you talking about...
What we think of as Massachusetts now.
Okay. Okay.
Not fucking New Hampshire and Maine, too.
Yeah, okay. All right.
The civilized part of Massachusetts at the time and not, you know, the wilderness.
All right. I will go with that.
Come up to die in the snow and have people talk at him with fucking terrible accents near the water.
Yeah.
We love Maine, though.
We do.
They're fun.
So, according to what I read, there is... No, I'm sorry. Now, so we're going to actually get into the back to the North Berwick trials, but since I mentioned some of the torture stuff, let's actually talk about some of that before we
yes.
get into it.
I'm all ears now.
Some of these kind of made me get the willies because I was like, holy fuck, that's fucking bad.
We're not nice to each other as a species.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So these implements were used to get women to confess to being a witch, or they were meant to humiliate women.
Can I take a guess at them?
Sure. Okay, the first one. Do you want to... Well, the first one's kind of self-explanatory.
Are we going to use the breast ripper by chance?
Yes.
Okay.
That's actually my first one.
Are we also going to use the pear?
No.
How about the... Fuck, what do they call it? The saddle? No, I don't think that's what they called it.
I did not see anything but about
it's,
that.
It's like a sharpened wedge that you sit somebody on like a horse and you fucking pull down.
I think both of those were more Inquisition.
Hmm.
Both of them.
So we got the breast ripper. Probably something to do with a tongue, I would think. Like a tongue puller thingy.
Yeah.
Probably smashing limbs. I would imagine that's in there too. Either on the wheel or on the rack or just in general.
Well, let's... you might be on to something.
Well, I know the breast ripper is one of them.
Yeah.
Because that shit's gnarly.
That's actually the first one.
I don't think we even talked about that in our torture episode.
Yeah.
That was a fucking minute ago, too.
It's a device exactly how it sounds.
Yeah.
Okay? It consists of four-prong levers that would encase the breast of the accused witch and then tear it from her chest with a considerable amount of trauma.
So, if you want to picture what this thing looks like, take two grill forks, right? But yeah. Weld them together at the bottom so they make tongs, yeah. And then fold the tines in towards each other.
Yes.
And there's a couple of different ways. I don't know if you're going to talk about it. There's a couple of different ways they were used.
I'm not getting in how they were used.
So they would either clamp that thing on and pull, or they had them secured to the walls, and they would clamp it on and then pull them away from it.
Yeah.
So, like, the shit's not great either way.
So the next tool that was used for confessions was called the Scold's Bridle. Okay.
That one's ringing a bell. Go for it.
Okay. It's a metal device that would fit around the head and had metal protrusions. Okay. It's kind of like, almost reminded me when
it's a saw trap. Almost.
Sort of, kind of. Not really. It's more like, you know what, like, you remember, like, the old, old headsets, like, that people used to get for, like, braces? You ever see those?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, something close to that, okay? And so it had metal protrusions that would slide into the witch's mouth and making it impossible for them to talk. Sometimes men would actually use this device on a wife that they just felt was nagging the living shit out of them.
Hey, man.
Too often that they needed to be shut up. But they were most often used on people that were accused of being witches. So it was kind of like, it was like one of those ones that even if asked a question, you couldn't really answer the question.
Okay.
Kind of just asinine. Like, okay, hold on. You actually passed something that looked almost like it. I was...
Well, I'm trying to figure out exactly here, because I think it's in this book, but...
Yeah, I think I saw it.
It's back in the pillory. I mean, if worse comes to worse, we can always just do another episode about torture.
Something like that.
That is the brank. But that's got like a fucking spur that goes in your mouth.
But that's almost like what it is.
Yeah. Like I said, this shit.
Or what's the next page? Go to the next page. Back. No, other back. Way. Other way. Right there.
That's another brank.
Well, it's close to.
But this one, like, this is like a fucking yoke that goes over your head, down around your neck. And there's a piece that looks like it would go in across your, like, over your tongue, like long style.
Yeah. Well, this is
and
like,
it's a fucking spur on it, like a horse spur.
This actually was like a headset type thing where it was over your encased your head.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah,
we are like, you know, everybody wants to talk about how fucking shitty and, you know, how violent the world is now. This ain't shit. Like,
no,
give it 15-20 years, like once the power goes out for good and we go back to this.
We hardly ever touched, like, if we really wanted to get into like torture methods,
we've done.
We could really just talk. Well, when we just really grazed the whole.
Oh yeah, no, we went pretty like, easy there.
We could have gone into like the Inquisition and what they actually used.
Yeah,
like using a fucking a rope that was what
hemp
hope rope.
Yeah,
and they would take you butt ass naked and run you over it until you basically fell right in half.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The pear, like you said.
That one goes all up in your vagina meat, yeah. And they just open that thing up and pull it out.
No.
It's not great. Like I said, give it like 15-20 years when the power goes out and we go back to doing shit like that to each other.
Yeah. Another tool that was used not so much as a torture tool, but a tool that people could be humiliated with was called the Witch's Collar. Now, this fucking thing, I would have hated to have been a witch and had this thing on because it would have hurt.
Alleged witch. Because you didn't have to be one.
Or alleged witch. Sorry. I'll say that. You want to take a guess what this possibly could be?
Nope. Go for it.
Okay. This one, when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, that hurt. What had to hurt? Because this collar was made of iron. Okay. And it had was attached. Had a chain attached to it. And that chain was attached to a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the collar itself, picture this. Take like... I'm going to describe this. If I said like... I'm trying to think. I'm trying to actually think of what way I try... this. I struggle with this one.
I'm so trying start to, with an iron dog collar.
Yeah, I'm trying to like describe it, like, but it, like, you know, it was kind of hard for me because I looked at it. And I was like, okay, well, kind of like little spikes.
What's it called?
It's called the Witch's Collar. So it had like little spikes, okay, that came off of it, like little teeth, kind of like, you know, dragon teeth, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of up and down, all around it, okay, on the top. Same thing on the bottom. So if you, you know, like, if you moved your head just right, there's a possibility.
It's going to stick you.
Yeah, from the top or the bottom.
Okay.
So there was like no, there was no pleasure in this thing.
I mean, this, you're not supposed to be.
It wasn't.
Unless you're into that, then I mean, then yeah, whatever, you know.
It's not like, you know, one of those ones where like it's just a collar that you put on you. But the whole purpose of it was to kind of keep you there. But also to make it so that people could humiliate the fuck out of you.
Yep. Because like, you can't really move.
You know, they could throw things at you like, I don't know, tomatoes or rocks or shit. Whatever. Shit. Whatever they wanted.
We've been known to do that to each yeah. other, you know. I mean, not us, but
now,
as a species.
We're going to kind of...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm seeing one now.
Yeah.
Because fucking Yahoo's like, no, I don't know what that is. Yeah. So yeah, take a dog collar and then just... jam a bunch of fucking spikes in it.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, there's a couple of different
some
styles.
People might think of like, you know, spikes as like, you know, like little things, just individual.
No, these are like
it was like cut precisely into them to make like, you know, kind of like a mountain peak or something, you know. I don't know. How would you describe it?
Spikes.
Okay.
I mean, there's
all right.
There's a couple different styles. There's one where there's none on the inside. But they're on the top and bottom, like you talked about. So if you were to turn your head, you're going to jam yourself in the shoulder and get yourself yeah. in the side of the head. There's also some that are inside the collar itself, so yeah. they'd be in contact with your skin on your neck.
So, like, even if you move.
So if you yeah. turn, if you put your head down, you're going to jab yourself in the shoulder, and it's also going to poke you in the neck.
Yeah.
Or the throat or the back. It's not a pleasant-looking thing.
No.
By any stretch, but.
So we're going to actually talk about some more torture stuff that was used. So we're going to get back to some more torture stuff in a little bit.
Yay!
Because there was a guy that we're going to talk about. But we need to get back to James, or Jimmy, or Jim.
King Jim.
Can we call him Jimmy?
I think it's Kim Jim. No, that's a little too...
personal?
A little too friendly.
Okay.
I mean...
All right. No. All right. So,
hey, Kim Jimmy. No.
No.
No, it's not going to fly.
All right. All right. I was just putting
it. King Jim is acceptable.
I was just putting it out there.
No.
I was asking. For a friend.
The mouse in your pocket. Is that the only friend you got?
Sure. Maybe. Aww. Possibly. I don't know. Anyway. So, King Jim. We're going to get back to him. Being a little bit dramatic.
A little?
And over the top.
Motherfucker wrote his own version of the Bible. Little yeah. dramatic.
Yeah.
Tie in to the Patreon episode, by the way, patreon.com/darkwindowspodcast.
He also did some other stuff too, which I can't remember. I was like, I don't give a fuck what else he did, but he did some other little things that were kind of cool. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. Anyway, so he's a little bit over the top about a damn storm that, well, storms happen. you know.
Especially at the open ocean.
Duh.
You know.
He would have...
We didn't know about barometric pressure back then.
So, he was so pissed about, you know, these fucking witches messing with his shit, you know, trying to get his pee-pee wet, that he would actually have direct involvement with the North Berwick trials. Okay.
At least he didn't get like Caligula. I can't remember if it was Caligula or Nero mad, where, you know, he was supposed to go off to fight war somewhere and it got called off. So he sent his soldiers out into the ocean to fight the ocean, like stabbing the fucking water with spears and swords and shit.
I would almost say that's that's a hard one.
You can't say it's probably one or the other because it's some crazy bullshit that either one of them would have done.
Both of them are crazy. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, so to be more precise, he was directly involved with the persecution and torture of a suspected witch by the name of, I'm gonna probably butcher the hell out of this. And Ben or Danny, please inform me if I pronounced it correctly. Gillis, G-E-I-L-L-I-S. Okay, Gillis Duncan of Berwick, who cursed his who supposedly. I mean, it was a confession later on, cursed his sea journey to Denmark.
I was wondering if that's a Giles, possibly.
It's a woman.
Huh.
So, according to primary source evidence, Gillis underwent torture at the hands of her employer, because she was employed by the king.
Ah!
Who used thumb screws on her fingers.
Those suck.
Rope strangulation. And
kind of hot.
And witch pricking.
Ooh.
What that this involved using
this is a weird one.
A needle to pinpoint the devil's mark,
yep.
A spot that would not bleed nor cause pain.
Yep.
Which is basically a birthmark, which we had this was actually one of those ones that Jesus Christ. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of the yeah.
Her name and Rebecca Nurse and all that. Well,
thing
most
is,
of them
like, it doesn't
were like,
have
oh,
to be a birthmark. They get to the bottom of your feet,
or as a mole,
or your hands, and they poke you in a callus. And you like calluses don't hurt if you poke them with a needle, yeah, and they also don't bleed.
But most of it had to do with like a birthmark, like kind of some blemish.
You have to remember though, these are irrational people, and they would have taken any sign that you had no reaction to this, even if it was in the bottom of your foot on a callus, they'd go, ah, there it is, witch.
Yeah.
Any reason to fucking cook you alive, that's what they're looking for. They don't give a shit if you're actually a witch or not. They want to kill you.
So the torture, although illegal, was justified because it sought to gain a confession, which would enable the execution of said victim.
And nothing's illegal if the king's involved with it.
Yes. Another one that he was directly involved with was the torture and confession of Agnes Sampson.
Ah! Agnes the Black.
Who confessed to witchcraft after enduring sleep deprivation, torture, and harm, believing that she was the, quote, the cause of the King's Majesty's ship at his coming forth of Denmark had a contrary wind.
Mm.
Yeah, this is what they said.
I occasionally have a contrary wind if I don't take lactate and eat dairy.
Of course.
It's a violent wind. That's more of a kamikaze. A typhoon. It's a typhoon. Violent wind.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this example highlights the fact that that the people within these areas, the notion of witchcraft was real, and that they did possess a very real threat to their devout Christian society. These two were part of some 70 that were actually rounded up for witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
The two women named accomplices who were most likely also tortured and potentially burned. And I do mean put to the stake and lit on fire.
Yep. Not the kind of event you want to bring marshmallows to.
No.
It's like cooking them over a burning tire. You're going to taste what's burning.
Probably.
That's why a lot of people like apple wood or mesquite for smoking, because
so although it's
flavor.
Although it's not known how many fell prey to James' crusade at the time.
He's the fucking king. He could go, that one, yeah. and just pointed some random asshole in the street.
These witches said that they had dug corpses from graves in the area, dismembered them, tied the limbs to dead cats, and then thrown the whole bloody mess into the sea to conjure a storm to kill the king. However,
that sounds right.
Yeah, okay, they did that.
Uh-huh. I mean, I know we have some people that we're friends with that are into witchcraft and stuff like that.
I'm pretty sure that they did it almost right.
That sounds right to me.
But I think they missed a step. Because they didn't do it. It didn't happen.
No, I mean, it worked. It just didn't work the right way. So they didn't have enough limbs and enough cats. Either that or, not to be racist,
the right color?
They were using the wrong color cats. Everybody knows if you want to get shit done, you have to use black cats.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
That's witchcraft 101. You don't use a gray cat.
No.
No.
So I remember being a kid. Like, growing up, we had a couple of black cats.
You did, too. And one of your cats was the fucking bomb.
Both of them were. All Newt right. was fucking awesome. I loved that cat.
Yeah, Newt. Then you also had, what's her name?
It's Scooter. Scooter was a good cat. But I remember growing up, our cats went outside. And, like, the tail end of October, like, right around Halloween, my mom was so fucking paranoid. Also, my mom's, like, a giant Catholic. But she was super paranoid that somebody was going to steal our black cats and use them in some sort of satanic ritual.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
What was the little one that you had?
The little black and white one?
No, the little black one that you had.
Oh, Scooter.
Right. Was it?
Yeah, he was little.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't very old when he died. He died of fucking kidney failure because he had a blockage in his bladder because of the cat food they were using.
Yeah.
So,
anyway.
That one made me upset.
So, after days of medieval torture, it's safest to assume that these women would have confessed to simply make the whole thing end.
Yeah.
You know, just have it be over with.
Yeah. And you know what? Fucking David, there's proof that I like cats. Because I got upset when that one died.
Yeah.
I also got upset when my other cat died, too. So,
Misty.
Yeah. And I have two black cats now, so suck it, I guess. Dog and cat show. We can be both.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
just need to get a dog now and even it out.
I'm more of a dog person just because I'm allergic to cats. So.
But I have two pretty fucking cool cats. One, half the time he may be dead on the back of the couch. And the other one just appears like a fucking mist when she's hungry.
I mean,
just,
yeah.
Poof, and there she is.
My most favorite.
But she's a sweet cat. She is.
My most favorite cat that you had was Misty. I mean, she was my buddy. You know, if she knew I was in the house, that cat would come seek me out and be like, okay, come here. And no matter how allergic I was to cats, she was my buddy.
Then we had our epileptic tard cat baby.
Oh, that would drool.
But I will give him credit. He knew when he was going to have a seizure, he would get into the bathtub.
Yes.
Which is really cool. So.
Yeah.
That way he's not. I think the first time he had one, he fell off of something. And then after that, he figured out, like, if I get in here, I can't fall off of anything.
Yeah.
Which I always felt bad. He was a good cat.
Now,
anyway,
I did forget to mention that Gilles was actually burned at the stake after her confession.
No, you didn't.
I thought I did. I'm pretty Somebody sure
got burned
I did.
To death beforehand yeah. then. So. No.
Now let's jump ahead a little and go south to England and talk about a guy who liked finding witches. He liked finding them so much that he got the title of Witch Finder General.
Question.
Yes.
Would it be inappropriate for a French company to start doing barbecue and, like, call it Joan of Arc? Because I think that'd be fucking amazing. Like, just, like, doing barbecue competitions and shit. She got burned at the stake, too, so.
But that was for heresy.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Still burned at the stake.
They thought that she was conversing with. She said that she was conversing with God.
Maybe she was.
And they were like, no one converses with God except for no one.
Well, that one Irish guy in Braveheart.
That's true.
You know, to find his equal, an Irishman must talk to God.
That's true.
Yes, Father.
He says, just answer the fucking question.
Oh, I fucking love that guy.
That was great. That was a great line.
It's my island. All the fucking... Yeah. All the patties turn on the English. I told you it was my island. It's like, goddamn right.
Yes.
Here we go.
So this guy, he was Witchfinder General, okay? It was in 1645 that Matthew Hopkins appears to have assumed the title of Witchfinder General, claiming to be officially commissioned by Parliament with the belief to uncover and prosecute witches.
Okay. Things ringing a bell.
Together with his entourage that included a merry band of, quote, lady prickers, they traveled the villages and towns of eastern England, trying and examining women for witchcraft. His service would come at a very high price, which was said to be 20 Shit. Shillings a town.
That's too bad.
A small market town of Stowmarket paid £23 for his services. Now, when it says 20 shillings a town, you have to consider that each person and during that time made about, I think it was, they said something around like 2.5 pence
yeah.
a day.
Yeah.
So you had to have a pretty good sized village and
to come up with that kind of fucking money. So I got to stop you. You're doing a great job. I'm enjoying this episode. We need to do the German witch trials next.
Oh, my God.
So that I can talk about the most metal fucking book of all time that I need to buy a copy of still. The Malleus Maleficarum. Oh. Hammer of the Witches.
Yes. Yeah.
Such, that'd be like, I'm not going to say it'd make a great fucking band name because it probably already is.
I mean, the
it's gotta be.
The thing is the German witch trials were actually happening at the same time.
They started in like the fucking 1400s. Yeah. This book was written in like 14.
I think it was. Yeah. Well, no, actually, it was
1486.
Before that. Because at the time.
Of course, it's a fucking band. Of course they are.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they be?
From what I read, people that were witches, I guess, but they were later referred to. Were just like spiritual healers, you know, people that had like homemade remedies and stuff. They were fine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people liked them and they were fine. They could do whatever.
This is what happens when you live off the grid.
Yeah.
The government will always find you and fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're a witch or if you accidentally cut down a shotgun a little bit too much for a fucking undercover federal agent. The government will always find you and kill you if you are not on the grid.
Well, this was what Hopkins was. He was
the fucking ATF.
Yes. He was the long arm of the law.
This fucking narc. Piece of shit.
He was a true entrepreneur.
He'd come in and shoot your fucking dog because he's a cunt.
Yes. He was a true entrepreneur, and so he appears to have quickly turned his mission into a well-paid career. Mm-hmm. So much that the local taxes were even being levied in order to fund his obsession.
Fuck. Okay.
Many of the methods that Hopkins adopted to investigate these cases of witchcraft were taken directly from the King James bestseller, Daemonology. And although considerably less violent than those methods adopted in mainland Europe, which we will talk about, do we want to talk about it like, I don't know. After Halloween?
Or I would say do it next year, but your ass will forget.
You got it.
You'll forget what this fucking episode was about on Saturday.
Yes. There's only so much brain, like, holding that I can
hold. You got, like, a fucking 128 solid-state drive in your brain, and you got to fucking purge shit.
Yeah, it's fucking full.
I'm surprised you can remember how to read with the amount of information you have to get rid of that quickly.
It's hard sometimes.
You know?
Reading is hard for me. Everybody knows it. They pick on me about it. Because you fucking like to leave it in and just be like, hey, you know, haha.
Something's got to be entertaining about the show.
Yeah, and that's why get fucking like reviews that are like, he's a dumbass. He can't read.
But they're not wrong.
That's true. Okay, I admit to it.
All
right.
You're an asshole that can't read. I'm a racist. So whatever. It's all it all comes out in the fucking wash, right?
But as Justin says, man, if you could only, like, you know, talk how you talk in person.
Why don't you?
I don't know. Because my brain fucking is thinking overload. And I'm reading and I'm going, duh, 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 and also my brain, my mouth just goes,
is, duh, 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 duh. The way you do your notes is you type it the way you're seeing it, not the way you're going to say it. You got to do that, because that's why my shit sounds like I didn't script the whole thing out, because I write it the way my fucking brain's like, this is how you're going to say this, because...
I don't know. You know? I guess I just write how... I don't know. Like, I'm trying to write a paper for school.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
You know, where I'm supposed to be putting in fucking citations and everything else.
I mean, I put
it's
sources at the bottom of mine, so I know what I used.
Well, anyway.
So that when some asshole goes, you're misinformed, I can go, oh, really? See my sources.
Oh, anyway, let's get back to it. So, his torture methods would result in the suspect now suffering from sleep deprivation, being coerced into confessing to almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
Hopkins' favorite confessional method of torture, however, was the infamous swim test.
Ah!
Okay. Now, how do you know she's a witch? She floats. Well,
turn him into a newt once.
Yes.
I feel like we've made those jokes more than
this
once
is
on the show.
This is pretty much where Monty Python, the whole thing, they got this, got the that whole part of the scene from.
So this isn't dunking. This is...
No, well, they... we get into it. This unbelievably simple but effective test involved binding...
I mean, you're going to kill him. You may as well blind him already.
Yes. Well, they'd bind the arms and legs of the accused to a chair.
Pretty hot.
Before throwing them into a village pond.
Pretty not hot.
If they sank... and they drowned, they were innocent.
Right.
And if they, and received into heaven. If they floated, however.
Yeah, this witch.
They're a witch.
You shoot them in the head.
Yep. Burn them at the stake.
Get out a blunderbuss and just stick it in their mouth and blow their fucking head off like a cartoon. Bam! It's fucking gone.
Yep.
Just a stump with smoke rolling out of it. Yep.
She's a witch.
Goddamn, that'd be the worst way to die.
Yeah.
Actually, no, there was a guy, I remember... if we talked about it or what, there was a guy back during one of the fucking European wars after they discovered gunpowder where they tied him to a tree, they stuffed his mouth full of gunpowder and ran a wick out of it and fucking set it on fire and ran, and they blew his head off.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty rough, man. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, because they stuffed his mouth full of gunpowder and then tied his head shut, like his mouth shut, to create some kind of a seal, and it, yeah. It did exactly what you'd think it did.
Yeah. So between the years 1644 and 1646, Hopkins and his associates were believed to have been responsible for the deaths of 300 women.
That's not bad.
Not bad, not bad.
It's pretty good numbers. I mean,
and in the days
we want better next quarter, but
well,
if you're not growing, you're dying.
It's true.
And dying is our business.
And in the days when an average farm worker's wage was just 6 pence a day, it's estimated that Hopkins had may have collected fees of around £1,000 for his gruesome services.
Yeah, but how many pence are in a pound?
I have no fucking clue.
But if you're in for a penny, in for a pound, how many pence is that?
Dude, you're asking the wrong guy.
They need to figure this shit out with their fucking Zelda money, because...
I have no clue. No clue.
I don't know. The only ones that are worse than this are the Canadians. Fucking loonies and toonies. Like, who needs a $2 coin? Fuck out of here with that shit.
I don't know, man. In 1647, he would compose a piece of literature called Discovery of Witches.
Ah!
Now, when I heard this, I was like, oh, damn. This is where they got the name from.
It's probably better than the show, too.
What I'm referring to is the show called Discovery of Witches, which is on AMC. Plug, not sponsored.
Yeah, because AMC needs more money.
In it, they actually, if you haven't seen it, it's a pretty good show. They actually refer or talk about King James and what he's doing in Scotland, because, like, you know, because they kind of like portray how witches in England were kind of on edge, about everything happening. And
understandably.
And they were being a little bit persecuted down in England already at that point under Elizabeth. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things. So that guy was like, oh, well, you know, that's kind of interesting. You know,
as hard as these guys went against witches, it almost makes you wonder if they were witches themselves. They're just trying to hide it. Mm. You know, like how you have those, like, super, super anti-gay, like, Republican lawmakers and stuff, and then every once in a while they're like, oh, that he fucked some dudes.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you know. It's what it is. It's what yes. it is. It's butt covering. They're going hard against it. Like, the guy from Westboro Baptist Church, pretty sure he was gay, too. I can say that because he's dead, and I hope he's in hell somewhere. Fucking scumbag.
Oh.
He was. He was the one that would send guys out to people out to protest fucking soldiers' funerals and shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, bikers would show up and beat the piss out of them, steal their signs.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah. So.
The bikers beating them up, not
yes.
them protesting. You know, holding signs to say God loves dead soldiers or some shit like that. Yeah.
So let's get back to.
We need to get Varg on the phone and be like, hey, dude, like, we got this place. I know you've been out of the game for a minute, buddy, but we got to call you back in. He's the John Wick of burning down churches. That's what I thought I was at. They pull me right back in.
So let's get back to Hopkins' piece of literature. He would actually compose it as a justification for extrajudicial torture in Lancashire, Essex, and in Pendle. His discovery of witches was published in 1647 as a manifesto concerning his beliefs in English witchcraft and its threatening nature to the devout Puritan society.
The Puritans are so much fun.
Yeah. Though a question and answer format, Hopkins clearly highlights the prevalence of torture in England, describing the practice of, and this all has to do with discovery of witches, okay?
The show on AMC.
Describing the practice of witch pricking, which involves finding the mark, which we actually talked about. However, Hopkins also understands that finding the devil's mark or a third nipple on a witch's body is not a significant evidence to suffice in a court of law. And instead, techniques.
Hold on. So a third nipple, that doesn't float. That's like a lie detector test. It's like. We can't use this in court. But if you stick somebody with a needle somewhere and they go, look at it, and nothing, no reaction, fucking guilty right there. I would think that a deformity would be more of a sign of having, you know, being in league with the devil. But what do I know? I mean,
I don't know, man. I have no clue.
This shit's backwards.
No clue. I don't know. Weird.
We should start our own witch trials and do it the right way.
Probably.
Like with lawyers and shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Witches or lawyers or witches?
No. The witches need to get lawyers.
Oh.
You know.
Maybe. I don't know.
They can't have witches representing them. It's not fair.
Why not?
Because there's... Are you going to go to fucking Hogwarts to find all these people? None of them come out of there with a law degree, do they?
Can we have wizards?
No.
They're higher form witches, right?
No, wizards are male witches, dude.
But isn't that... Okay. All right. Fine.
But again, nobody from Hogwarts has a fucking law degree.
How do you know?
Because they don't. None of them graduated. They all died, I think. I haven't seen all the movies, but.
Some of them graduated. That's why they became fucking, like, you know, instructors and shit.
Yeah, obviously. But that's not being a lawyer. That's.
They might be. They may have taken classes. They may have, you know, moved on. Before.
They got a useless fucking degree, and now they got to work it off at the school because, you know.
Well, no, wait. Some of them work...
Got free healthcare, but we're not going to put anybody through college for free.
Some of them that work through Hogwarts actually work for the Ministry of Magic, okay?
Fucking so, pencil pushers. Paper pushers.
Some of them...
Government work.
Some Bull of them...
shit.
...have to have a background in criminal justice because they're orers.
Where's the fucking degree, then?
That's basically...
If you don't show up to the interview... With your documentation, you don't get the job.
All right, fine. Fine.
Just saying.
Fine.
Work for some fucking government organization and make, you know, $12 an hour.
All right.
Pushing paper around with your wand or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Well.
Too much witch government oversight for me.
So, all right, back to Hopkins. So
or this... Hogwarts either. Or.
Jesus Christ. So the whole like the third nipple on the body and Devil's Mark wasn't significant evidence. Well, in the court of law, and instead, techniques such as sleep deprivation and torture can be employed in order to gain a confession to serve in a court of law. Okay, this was direct evidence in the relation of the Manning Tree case of Elizabeth Clark, which was a severely disabled elderly lady with one leg who was accused of bewitching a villager's wife who fell ill because of her cursing and quick temper. Now, this death was one that I felt was rather interesting because, she became, you know, accused of it, and then whatever happened, she got, you know, probably killed because, hey, you fucking did the wrong thing.
You only got one leg, you fucking loser.
Yeah. Now, the next death that would actually occur because of being accused of being a witch, I feel, personally, was well-deserved. And that actually was Hopkins himself.
Sweet! Good, because, fuck this dude.
He would be accused of being a witch and would be forced to one of his own torture methods.
Street justice is what this is.
Which one do you think it was?
They probably tied his shit to a chair and threw it in the water.
You got it. Yeah. It was the swim test.
Yep.
And guess what? He died.
Slide some rocks in his pocket and be like, oh, no, no, no. These are little rocks. They float, remember? Like in the movie? It's totally fine.
He kind of, he created the beast and the beast got too big.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're coming for you.
Here's one for
you.
They
got you.
You want a throwback? Our Wendigo hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ones that killed a bunch of Wendigo, and maybe or maybe not, but, and then one of them was executed in prison. The other one's like, I gotta get out of here, and then he hung himself. Yeah. Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll finish this up. All right. We're back. Now let's talk about one more witch trial. This one was the Pettenweem witch trials. In 1705, as a result of some wild stories told by a 16-year-old boy, three people died.
1705?
Yep.
That's pretty late.
Three people died, and others were cruelly tortured. Patrick Morton, the son of a local blacksmith, made allegations and accusations of witchcraft against some of his neighbors in a scenic village of Pettenweem. In the East Newark. Oh my god, fucking wish you guys would actually get actual real names for your shit.
Okay, so remember how it just said whatever year this was, 17 whatever?
05.
It was pretty late. The last charge of witchcraft in America was in 1878 in Salem. Like, after the fucking Civil War. Like, witch.
Yeah.
How many people, like, did that come up, and how many people went, nah, we've seen how this works out before. Maybe we should not do that.
Mm.
Huh.
So this was a fishing village of East Pettenweem in the East Newark of Fife, Scotland. One of the cues was Beatrice Lang, the wife of a former town treasurer, who Patrick accused of sending evil thoughts to torture him. Kind of witch trial, Salem witch trial-esque.
Yeah. It's kind of like boilerplate witch activity, you know? They're putting thoughts in my head that they're giving me impure thoughts, so it's got to be witches.
Yeah.
Can't be the fact that I'm a teenage boy and I just, you know, horny for everything that moves.
No one thought to question his story, and Beatrice was incarcerated alone in a dark pitch-dark dungeon. After 5 long months and several trips to the torture chamber, she was freed, but soon died afterwards, alone and friendless, in St. Andrews.
Well, that's what... So. And you know, yes, she died there, but they've also built the world's most renowned golf course there, so, you know, You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, but this was St. Andrews was mental hospital, right?
I don't know.
Oh.
I know it's a golf course.
Yes, it is. Another man accused by the boy was Thomas Brown. And he would actually starve to death in a dungeon.
I'd say it's deserved. He sounds like a witch.
Yeah. No, the third person accused of witchcraft by this kid was Janet Cornfoot or Cornfat? Cornfate? I don't know.
The two, what are they doing with our Indians spellings. There, though?
I don't know. She managed
They sent this woman back over there from, like, fucking Virginia.
Yeah.
You're like, listen here, bitch.
She managed to flee from her torturers only to return home and be recaptured. She was caught by a mob in Petwim on the 30th of January of 1705 and beaten and dragged by her heels to the seafront. There, she was swung from a rope tied between a... between a ship and the shore.
Not
Stoned, beaten severely, and finally finally crushed to death under a door piled high with rocks.
She got the fucking Giles Corey.
Yeah.
Now hold on here though. It said she was stoned and beaten while hanging from a rope.
She was swung from a rope tied between a ship and the shore. She was stoned. They threw stones at her.
Now, here's my question.
Beaten severely and finally crushed to death.
Okay, I understand that. The crushing is definitely land-based. But were they throwing rocks at her while she was hanging off the rope?
Yeah.
That'd be fucking fun. Like, hitting her with sticks like an old...
Well, she wasn't really technically hanging. She was between the... Like, she was tied between a ship.
Right.
So, like, when the ship would go out a little bit...
Yeah.
She would get stretched.
Well, that's fine. That's not what I'm asking. But are we throwing rocks at her midair?
Dude, she was probably, I don't know, probably not, well, possibly, because she wasn't swinging.
No, but she's up in the air.
No! You don't get the point. She's tied between...
A tree?
A tree on the shore, or something on the shore.
And a ship?
And a ship. So, she's like, probably, sometimes probably on the ground. Other times... The ship goes out.
And it would pick her up.
And then pick her up.
That's what I'm asking. Are they throwing rocks at her when she's in the air?
Well, why the fuck not?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if this is like a dunk tank pinata situation. Because, I mean, that sounds like it'd be a fucking blast.
It probably is. Or was.
We need to get whatever the old, like, 1600s equivalent of Randy Johnson was for this kind of stuff. Just peg that bitch with a rock at like 140 miles an hour.
Yeah.
If he can explode a bird, he can kill a woman with a rock.
Yeah. So to make absolutely positively sure she was dead, a man drove a horse and a cart over her body several times.
Fuck, dude.
So the equivalent of going, huh? Oh, let me reverse.
Well, here's the problem though. Most horses don't have reverse. They're a straightforward, so you'd have to turn.
So they forward and reversed over her ass.
Yeah.
Made sure she was dead. Then, to top it all off, she was refused a Christian burial. Her body was thrown into a communal grave at the spot known as Witch's Corner. Though all the other accused by the boy, Patrick, were eventually freed, and he was later exposed as a liar, the mob went unpunished and were never brought to justice.
Now, what happened to him when they found out he lied? I think bare minimum, you gotta
nothing.
Like, you gotta beat the soles of his feet or something.
Nothing.
Man, that's some bullshit.
Like I said, neither him. Well, nobody was had anything skin. Happen.
It's grabbing my neck skin.
So I mean,
how you call him Mexican?
No, he's too white for that.
So, I said I was done, but I had lied.
Kevin Hire, known liar.
Yeah. I got to the last one, and then I found another. Sorry, sometimes when you do a research and you get in a groove, sometimes you find interesting things that pop up, and you're like, your research ADD kicks in, and you're like, oh, hey, or research autism, as Kevin would say.
Yes.
Kicks in and goes, oh, gotta have those one. Gotta put it in. So, this is... Absolutely the last one, I promise. This last trial is the Pendle Witches trial. And perhaps this the most big one. Notorious witch trial of the 17th century, the legend of the Pendle Witches is one of many dark tales of imprisonment and execution at Lancaster Castle.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think early on in his career with his show, our good friend Justin may or may not have covered this one. Mm. But we're talking like 6 fucking years ago. Mm.
12 people were accused of witchcraft. One died while held in custody. 11 were went to trial. One was tried and found guilty at York, and the other 10 were tried at Lancaster. Only one was found guilty. It was an unusual trial in that it was documented in a official publication of Wonderful Discovery of Witches in the County of Lancaster by the clerk of the court, Thomas Potts. It is also well documented that the story has remained a well-known legend, although over the 3 centuries which saw witch trials held in England, but fewer than 500 people were executed for the crime. There's one...
Like a 500 is a low number for being executed for witchcraft. Here was what, 19? In Salem? 20, sorry. I had to get the Rob Zombie song going in my head, and there's 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That were killed?
Yeah.
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 But there was a lot more accused.
All hang high, 20 innocent. Yeah, yeah.
That was... Yeah. So, this one series of trials in the summer of 1612 counts for 2% of all witches executed.
Like, worldwide in history?
No, in the area. In England.
Goddamn, okay.
6 of the 11 witches on trial came from 2 rival families. The Demdike family and the Chaddocks family, both headed by old poverty-stricken widows.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Southerns, a.k.a. Old Demdike, and Anne Widow, Mother Chaddock. These are the 2 women.
Yeah.
The matriarchs of the family. Yeah.
And of course they're witches because they're old women that live in the woods.
Yeah.
You know.
Old Demdike had been known as a witch for 50 years. It was an acceptable part of the village life in the 16th century that there was a village or village healers who practiced magic and dealt in herbs and medicines. The extent of the spat of witchcraft reported in Pendle at this time perhaps reflected the large amounts of money people could make by posing as witches.
I mean, I too know people that deal in herbs, but you can do it legally now here, so.
Yeah.
It's not as much fun anymore, but whatever.
So, this whole incident started with an altercation between one of the accused and that between one of the these people that were accused and a peddler, John Law.
Law?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I'm glad we're not really familiar with him calling him Johnny Law, because that's some bullshit. Yeah.
The one that was on the other side of the altercation was a liaison device.
Okay, that sounds like ghost hunting material.
A-L-I-Z-O-N.
What's in a liaison device? Is that like measure the barometric?
No, this is who it was.
Never mind. I said it sounded like ghost hunting material.
No.
My
brain went somewhere else.
It measures the barometric pressure in a ghost's voice and stuff like that.
Ah, you know? Yes. How deep it is.
It's some bullshit that, you know, Dildo Baggins would have on his show.
Most everyone has the same shit now.
Yeah.
Even ghost hunters
do. Some of those fucking people that bring cat toys with them. What? Oh, you don't remember our second Wilson Castle thing? With the people that brought the fucking, a handful, like a pocket full of cat toys that they threw on the floor. And they're like, so if they roll and light up, that means there's a spirit nearby. No, it means that the fucking floors are uneven because the building's old. And I remember very, very specifically the first time we went where Brian was there, Brian Cano. He's like, I swear to God, the next time I go on a ghost hunt and somebody brings cat toys, I'm going to punch him in the throat. And then as soon as those people busted out the cat toys, I started laughing. So I was like, man, I wish he was here. Throat punching some rookies. These amateur fucks and their cat toys.
So, yes. So, Elizon was either traveling or begging on the road through Trodden Forest when John Law passed him by, passed by him and asked, and Elizon asked him for some pins. It's not known whether his intention was to pay for them or to just, you know, begging.
Like it pulls a knife, give me your pins.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't know if she was begging for him or not.
Right.
So John Law refused Elizon and cursed him. Okay. It was a short while after this that John Law suffered a stroke, for which he blamed Elizon and her powers.
Of course.
When this incident was brought before Justice Nowell, Elizon confessed that she had told the devil to lame John Law.
Well, that's not laming. That's almost killing him. Yeah.
It was upon further questioning that Elizon accused her grandmother, Old Demdike, and other members of the Chaddox family of witchcraft. The accusation on the Chaddox family seemed to have been an act of revenge. The families had been feuding for years, perhaps since one of the Chaddox family broke into Malakin Tower, the home of the Demdikes, and stole goods to the value of £1.
Whew!
So, which would actually was equivalent to £100 now.
We still don't know how many fucking pence it is.
I don't know either. I don't know.
Who knows?
Somebody will know. I'm not going to look it up either.
We need a fucking inflation calculator that goes back that far.
We do.
But
you know. I don't want to know. So furthermore, John Device, father of Elizon, blamed the illness that led to his death on Old Chaddox, who had threatened to harm his family if they did not pay annually for their protection.
Some ye old timey fucking Hatfield McCoy bullshit going on here.
Exactly.
You know, or Dark Windows, Macabre Emporium shit going on here. We just have a feud for no fucking reason. It's just, I think, out of boredom.
Maybe.
You know?
Possibly. They started it.
I don't know who started it, honestly. I don't remember. It was so long ago.
I'm saying they did. Fuck them.
A generations old fucking disagreement like this, there's no telling who actually started it.
You know? It's so long ago that, you know.
Nigh on a year now. Yes. Quite some time.
How would we know?
I mean, it's not like we haven't recorded or anything.
No.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. So the deaths of four other villagers that had occurred years before the trial were raised and the blame laid on witchcraft performed by Chaddox. James Demdike confessed that Elizon had also cursed a local child sometime before, and Elizabeth, although more reserved, making accusations, confessed her mother had a mark on her body, supposedly where the devil had sucked her blood.
Oh. I
want to suck your blood.
I want to suck her butt.
Which, this mark left her mad. On further questioning...
Like upset or crazy mad? Which
crazy.
Okay, so British mad.
Yeah.
Okay.
On further questioning, both Old Demdike and Chaddox confessed to selling their souls. Also, Anne Chaddox's daughter was allegedly seen to create clay figures. After hearing this evidence, because, you know, they're kind of like...
voodoo dolls?
Yes.
Yep.
That's what I was going with.
Yep. Except your brain cells are not working.
Nope.
Yep.
Been reading too long. So after hearing this evidence, the judge detained Elizon and Old Demdike and Old Chaddox and made them wait for trial.
Mm-hmm.
The story would have ended there had it not been for a meeting held at Malkin Tower by James Device, Elizon's brother.
Ah.
For which he stole a neighbor's sheep. Those sympathetic to the family attended, but word reached the judge, who felt compelled to investigate. As a result, a further 8 people were summoned for questioning and then trial.
Jesus Christ.
The trials were held at Lancaster between the 17th and 19th of August in 1612. Old Demdike never reached trial. The dark, dank dungeon in which they were imprisoned was too much for her to survive. 9-year-old Janet Device was a key supplier of evidence for the Pendle Witch's trial, which was allowed under the system of King James. All normal rules of evidence could be suspended for witch trials. Someone so young would have been able to supply key evidence would not have been able to supply evidence normally because, well, they lie a little bit, I guess. Janet gave evidence against those who attended the meeting at Malkin Tower, but also against her mother, sister, and brother. When she gave evidence against Elizabeth, her mother, Elizabeth had been removed from the court, screaming and cursing her child. Some of the Pendle witches seemed to be generally convinced of her guilt, whereas others fought to clear her their names. Eleazon Device was one of those who believed in her own powers and was also the only one on trial who was faced with one of their victims, John Law. When John entered the courtroom, it was documented that Eleazon fell to her knees, confessed, and burst into tears.
Would have been better if she burst into flames. That would have been fucking rad.
So that was the Pendleton trial. Now, I do have a thing for you if you want to use it for your
fuck it, send
thing.
It. Yep.
I'll show it to you so you can use it.
Okay, yeah, send it to me. Yeah.
So that's some I say UK trial and mix mash of different things along the way. You know, kind of showing that that, you know, not everybody got away scot free in certain times, you know, because
nobody got away with it, like, yeah. Especially when they weren't doing nothing.
No. So yeah,
so that's some witch trials.
That's things, you know.
So head on over to studio.com, grab yourself some earbuds, a speaker, something like that. Throw it in your cart, 15% off when you put in Dark Windows 15 at checkout. Had a brain fart there. also, I don't know if I've mentioned it or not. If you go to Patreon for $5 a month, you get a bonus episode every week, including this one we're getting ready to record. Which I know I said it was 7 pages. It's actually now 8 pages because I had to make my font bigger because my eyes suck. So get ready for that shit. But yeah, this is basically a full length episode. It's going to be a lot of fun. Weird shit. But yeah. Yeah. So, nice. And then next week we're going to come back with a pretty gross serial killer. May end up being 2 weeks. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But it's going to be not pleasant. yeah. Okay. So it'll be good. It'll be a lot of fun.
Cool.
So with that being said, just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean the dark can't see into you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.